You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Come on, come on, I can just make it.
Berkeley, you watch out, young man. I almost hit you.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jesperson. I got done early at the garage, and I'm trying to make it to Loreen's before she closes up shop. It's kind of a big night.
You still have to look before you cross the street. If I'd been driving, you'd be dead right now. Right, Robbie?
Yes, Doris. Given those parameters, there would have been a 94% probability of that outcome. However, my sensors relayed the information to the car's braking system with almost 0.7 seconds to spare.
Thank you. Thank you, Robbie.
You are welcome. Please remember to look both ways before crossing the street.
Will do, Robbie. Ma'am, won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. Come on, Robbie, let's get back to our errands.
529. I can still make it. 0.7 seconds to spare.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
He was attempting a joke based upon the premise that we're about to close, but his calculations are off. We're not closing the store in 0.7 seconds. We're closing the store in approximately 7.3 seconds. Otherwise, ha 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 ha.
Well, Kevin, I say we let it slide for a regular like Hal. What can I do you for, Hal?
A dozen red roses.
You're nothing if not predictable.
You're right. It is a big night. Better make it 24.
24? Kevin?
24 red roses coming up.
Big night? May I inquire as to what's so big about it?
You may inquire, though I may not answer.
I see. You know where it is. Margie McPherson spotted you spending your lunch hour yesterday at Wilma's Jewelers.
Is that the word? Sounds like quite a word.
It is, but the question is, does the word lead to another question, and will you be spending the evening popping it?
Wow. Is there such a thing as a secret in this town?
According to my sources, possibly, but you didn't hear that from me.
Here you are, Hal. 24 red roses.
Thank you, Kevin. Now I just have to hope that she makes it home in time for dinner. All you help bots are keeping my Sally right busy.
These help bots of hers have been a godsend. Why, with their help, this town practically runs itself.
Yeah, except when they break down and Sally has to fix them.
But then she makes them better. She's made this whole town better.
I suppose she has.
Hal Berkeley, are you jealous of Sally's help bots? Is that why you're doing this?
Doing what?
Proposing.
No, it's not about me. I'm proposing to Sally because...
Gotcha! You're proposing to Sally. You're proposing to Sally.
All right, all right.
Hope you two get to it soon. We could use some kids around this town.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hey, keep it under your hat, okay?
I don't wear hats, but your secret is safe with me.
And me.
Thanks. Thank you both.
And Hal. She'll say yes, you know.
I hope so. I do hope so.
Depending upon certain variables, there is a probability of up to 82.7%.
Thanks. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, don't tell people the odds when you're talking about romance. Somebody needs an upgrade.
Hal Berkeley's girlfriend, Sally Poole, has always had a thing for machines. Folks in Junction Falls have seen her wandering the streets with her homemade robotic friend since she was a small child. Now, after breezing through college and graduate school in record time, she rejected the many offers from the private sector and brought her mechanical gifts back home to Junction Falls. Her homemade robot helpers and other futuristic contraptions allow its residents to relax and enjoy their freshly baked slice of the American dream. But Hal Berkeley's only dream is to spend more time with Sally, his girlfriend since childhood. And as of late, that dream has become more and more unfulfilled. And now he's about to find out that spending time together has a relative meaning, especially within the confines of Uncanny County.
Hi, hon. Sorry I'm late.
Oh. Hey. Sorry, I must have dozed off.
Were you really asleep?
No.
I should have called.
That's okay, Sally. I made us dinner. I can just pop it in the oven and heat it up.
I already grabbed a bite at the diner. I'm sorry. I got hung up there working on Bert and Ernie. I had to totally realign their servos to compensate for those slippery new tile floors, and I didn't know you were cooking.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while since we've had a date night.
We share the same roof, silly. Every night's a date night.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a special night. Anniversary.
Anniversary?
Well, it's the first day of school, or so I'm told, and the first day of fourth grade was the first time I laid eyes on you.
Oh, that's sweet. But didn't we meet at the soda shop a month before that?
Possibly, but, well, never mind. I just wanted to...
I do like the flowers. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hal, is there something you're not telling me?
No, no. I had something I wanted to do tonight, and...
Oh, Hal, I'm awful tired. Can't we just cuddle?
Not that. Something else. I just didn't want it to be like this.
Like what? Hal, just tell me.
Like it always is. Damn it. Sally, I love you so much, but you just never... We just never have time for us.
I know. My helpers need a lot of help themselves, but they're doing a lot of good.
I get that, and I think that's great. But the thing is... I remember a gal who wanted to pull up stakes and see the world.
And I remember a guy who wanted to put up a white picket fence.
Well, that guy has had a change of heart. And I think it's high time we pulled up stakes and saw what lies beyond Junction Falls. I mean, after we get married, of course, then we'll be free to go off and it'll be just us.
After we get...
Oh, yeah. Sally... I love you more than I ever thought I could love anything, ever. And it would mean the whole world to me if you would do me the honor of becoming my wife. Will you marry me?
Well, sure.
Sure?
Of course. Sure. Sure.
That's great. When?
Soon. Down the road a piece. I mean... I hear there's a lot that goes into a wedding, and I sure don't have the time right now with all the issues with the solar grid, not to mention how the radio signals from all the new help bots interfere with each other. And, of course, I'll have to pick out a dress, and you know how I hate shopping.
Sally, you do still want to see the world, don't you?
Well, sure.
Well, then let's go. Now, while we're young, let's go see everything. Don't you still want to? Like, when we were kids?
Sure. But things are complicated now.
You do want to. Get married, I mean.
Of course I do. Tonight, let's just be happy in the now, okay? And then someday we're gonna get married.
Someday.
Yay!
Yay.
That's a good thing.
It is.
Why don't you try to wake me up early tomorrow and we can celebrate properly?
Yeah, celebrate. I would not argue with that.
Morning, honey. Hey, I hope you're ready to celebrate because I am positively raring to...
Sally? Sally? Oh.
Sorry, hon. I had to leave before sunrise. I got word the solar grid was getting sketchy and Mr. Culp's helper bot Daisy has developed a bit of a potty mouth. I'll make it up to you tonight. Love, Sally.
Hellfire and damnation.
Wow, that was harsh.
Yeah, I know, Marty. Hand me that plug socket, will you, Dwayne?
Sure.
I mean, it's probably nothing, right, Marty? Probably?
It's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you know Sally.
Since y'all were both kids.
Yeah. So it's nothing. Whatever the heck it is she's doing all day.
It's nothing.
You know good and well she's fixing her help bots.
Well, sure, but... Marty, the hours she puts in... Why, there aren't enough help bots in town.
The more she makes, the more people want. Hell, you ever quit working here, I'll have to get a couple of those things just to keep up. Dwayne ain't up to the task.
I'm right here.
You're right, Marty. It's nothing. I'm sure it's nothing.
Darn right.
Of course, if it's nothing, there's no harm in my poking around. Heck, maybe even following her for a spell.
Might make you feel better.
You mind helping me out? Being an extra set of eyes?
I guess.
We're done for the day. Would mind if me and Dwayne take off early?
No, but on a related note, have you lost your mind?
Lost my peace of mind, that's for sure. It's high time I got it back.
Evening, Hunter.
Evening, Sally.
So Herbie is acting up, huh?
Hello, Sally.
It's like you can't see straight.
So I see.
Hal, can we just go? It's 9 o'clock. We've been following her for 5 hours. All she's done is fix help bots.
Yeah, but this is Hunter Jackson, the town's resident playboy and badass. I don't like it. She's awful friendly.
She's always friendly. Don't mean nothing.
Get down!
How have you been?
I've been better. I was hoping to get you to take a little look under my hood. Come on, Herbie.
Let's just go.
No!
Hal, let's say what you think is going on in there is actually going on in there. Would you really want to see that?
I have to. Keep an eye out.
Keep your distance. The last thing you need is Hunter kicking your ass on top of everything.
Have the back windows open. I ought to be able to hear everything.
Stay down so they can't see you. Hey, don't look. Just listen.
Come on. I can't wait till next week.
You're just gonna have to.
But I can't hardly move. I can't think of anything but having you here to make me feel better.
Hunter.
Pretty please.
Okay, but real quick. I really need to get back home to Hal on time tonight.
It'll be quick. Lord knows you know what you're doing.
You do make a girl blush, Hunter.
I do what I can.
Let's get those pants off of you. And that chest.
Sally, no!
What the hell?
This isn't what it looks like.
Hal, I can explain. Come inside.
Explain? His legs are off. His chest is open. Inside, he's just a rope.
Artificial life form.
What did you do to him?
Well, I didn't do any.
He didn't get this way by himself. Dwayne, get over here. You've got to see.
Save it, Hal. I know.
Know what? Hey, let go of me, Dwayne. Marty, what are you doing here?
He told you not to look in there.
Don't make it harder than it has to be.
Don't hurt him. Hal, just let me explain.
Ouch. That's gonna leave a mark.
Dwayne, you too?
Hal, Dwayne's your friend. You didn't need to knock his face off.
His face? That's not his face. That's not Dwayne. It's a robot.
Artificial life form.
Let me explain.
Explain? Sally, Lord knows I love you, but you need help. You can't just...
Just what?
Just go around replacing people with robots. What the hell do you think?
You are making a mountain out of a molehill.
This will all be over before you know it.
I'm coming outside.
How do you stay put?
The hell I will.
And now you knock off my head? That's just dirty pool, Hal.
My lord, Sally, what did you do?
Warning. Hal is aware. Repeat. Hal is aware. He must be contained. Priority 1. All available units, prepare for pursuit. Sector 431. Mission. Retrieval and reconditioning.
Damn it, Berkeley. You are not going to be happy until I run you over for good.
This is Jesperson, thank God.
0.7 seconds to spare.
This is Jesperson. You'd better step away from the car, from Robbie.
That won't be necessary, pal.
Sally's gone mad. She's replacing people with machines.
No shit, Sherlock.
Oh. No!
Hal Berkeley spotted Sector 442. He's headed toward Jansen's Creek. Request backup.
There's nowhere to run, Hal.
You're making Mother very unhappy. We can't have that.
No, we can't.
Lorene, you too?
Well, sure. Hal, just stay put. Mother will take care of you.
Mother? You mean Sally?
Well, of course I do. Bert? Ernie?
Sir, hold your position. There's nowhere to run.
Hal, please watch out behind you. That's a heck of a drop to the creek.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Hal, no! Lulu to Mother. Lulu to Mother. Hal is in the creek. He appears to be intact and he's headed east.
All units triangulate for Jensen's Creek. Bring him in. Priority one. Bring him home.
Warning. Approaching perimeter.
We can go no further without losing contact and breaking our directive.
Affirmative. We must return to town or risk deactivation.
Report. Mother. Reporting to Mother. Come back.
Mother here. Go ahead.
We have lost him. Hal is off the grid.
Roger that, Ernie. Roger that. Come back home.
Affirmative.
Oh, thank God. Wait. Who is that? It can't be. Sheriff! Sheriff! Sheriff Rowland! Sheriff Rowland, thank God you drove by.
Hal?
You've got to help me. The whole town, everyone's been replaced. Sally's... I don't know what she did, but...
Slow down, son. Just slip her in neutral. I know you're in the dark here. You're not responsible.
No, I'm not responsible. What do you say? I had nothing to do
Man's
with...
where we can see them, Hal.
It's fine, Deputy. Just calm down, Hal. I got a message for you.
A message?
Hal, Klaatu Beradu Niktu. Niktu.
What?
Dang it all to heck, I never could pronounce this. Klaatu Berada Niktu. There it is.
What are you...
Why am I so sleepy?
What in the H-E double hockey sticks was that?
It's from some movie. Sally always loved her movies. It's failsafe. A code word. This town's off the map. And we're gonna keep it that way.
What do you mean failsafe? Is he dangerous?
No, just misguided. It's like a code word or something. You ever see that hypnotist out of Jefferson City?
No.
Well, it's kinda like that. I told you your first day will be interesting.
Is it always like this around here?
This? Oh, this is nothing. Let's get him in the car.
Hal? Hal, wake up.
I had the weirdest dream. And now I'm strapped to a table, so...
Well, for starters... That was no dream.
I might have guessed. Sally, what did you do?
Do? I just do what I always do. Keep things moving, build my friends so they can help people, so things can stay like they were. Like they are. Like they always are.
What do you mean, like they were?
Nothing.
What did you mean?
I can't tell you.
I thought you could tell me anything.
No, I mean, I cannot tell you. I'm unable.
What does that mean?
It means I am unable. That is all. End line.
End line? What does that even... Do you love me?
Of course.
Then tell me. I love you, no matter what you've done.
I have done nothing.
It's okay.
I have done nothing. I have done...
Sally.
What's happening to you, Sally?
Sally!
That's enough, Sally. Power down.
Yes, Mother.
Sally? Sally?
Hal, calm down.
The hell are you? You're not her mother. She died 6 years ago.
6 years? Try 25. No, 27.
Who the hell are you?
Have I changed so much?
Sally?
Yeah, it's me.
What happened to you?
Time. Do I look that bad?
No. No. You're beautiful. Just...
different.
And you're just the same. Almost.
Almost?
Hal, I'm going to loosen these straps. I have to show you something. Do you promise me you're going to keep it together?
I'll try. I will.
Okay, then.
Oh, much better. Hey, what are you doing to my chest?
Hold still now.
It tickles. That doesn't look right.
No, I suppose it doesn't.
So, I'm a robot?
Artificial life form. And, yes. Now, hold on, let me close that.
But why? Why would you replace me? Replace everyone with...
That's not what I did. Well, it is what I did. But it's not as nefarious as you make it sound.
When did this start?
After I got back from school.
I remember that. Vaguely. I remember I was so happy to have you back.
But I wanted to go away.
No, that's not what...
Yes, Hal. I did. I came home from MIT a multimillionaire. I started selling AI concepts and artificial brain architecture while I was still a sophomore. I couldn't just come home. So we fought.
We never fight.
We did. I wanted to go, you wanted to stay. Simple as that.
I don't remember any of this.
No, you wouldn't.
Why, Sally? Why would you...
We had it out. Right there in the town square. You were upset, crying, you started to cross the street and...
Oh my God.
Mrs. Jesperson rounded the corner in that big old Coronado of hers, and then you couldn't have come with me whether I'd convinced you to or not.
So you rebuilt me?
Everyone in town thought I was crazy. I suppose all the money I had in the bank kind of smoothed that over. But I had you again. Catch was, I had to keep you here in town, where I could keep you more or less under wraps, and close to the power source.
Your solar grid.
More like a cold fusion reactor, taking up most of Mystery Mountain. Long story.
But my mind, my memories.
I rebuilt them for you. Best I could.
That's impossible.
Everyone in town knew you and loved you. The stories they had, they helped me fill in the gaps where I came up short.
What about the others?
Well, people die, Hal. They move away. The town's got to keep going. Mr. Ferguson got the bone cancer, and once he went, well, I had to keep the grocery store going, and then Dr. Lockhart just went in his sleep one night, and his wife had no insurance and nowhere to go, and the town needed a doctor. Because without a good doctor, more people would leave, and then...
And then what? Things change.
Not here they don't. I won't let them. And thanks to all my patents, money will never be an issue.
So one by one, you've replaced everyone?
Once they've gone, yes. I mean, they're not like you. They're just placeholders. Actors playing a role. You're the only one with full consciousness and free will.
And no one minded?
People like things the way they were.
Only there's no more people.
Technically, not anymore. But the town lives on.
Even the sheriff?
She's real. But she doesn't live in town. Besides, with a crime rate of approximately zero, I think we're her favorite spot in the county.
You did this all for me? To keep me alive?
Yeah.
Then why? Why did you replace yourself?
You deserved the Sally you fell in love with.
The Sally I fell in love with was 9 years old. She wanted to see the world.
Well, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh, Sally, what am I going to do with you?
I don't know. Hold me.
Come here.
I miss you.
You're gonna have to let me go, you know.
No!
Sally, this ain't living. I don't want this.
I know, but it's the best I could do.
I ain't talking about me. I can't bear the thought of you stuck here like this. And the real me wouldn't either.
Well, I can't just shut you down. I can reboot you, but you find out. You always find out. You never could leave well enough alone.
Well, then let's go. Just leave.
You can't.
Why not?
Power source, fusion reactor, Mystery Mountain.
Oh, right.
And before you say it, no, you can't off yourself either, so we're stuck.
No.
We're not. Well, you're not.
What do you mean?
It's okay. I have an idea.
What kind of idea?
Crazy one. You'll like it. But first, you have to promise me something.
What?
You've got to be brave, and you've got to be strong. And you have got to pack your bags and go see the world.
No, I couldn't possibly...
You have to.
No, no, it'll fall apart. Who's going to keep things running?
Why, Sally Poole, you're not the only one in this town with a thing for machines.
Oh, Sally, Sally, I mean Mother, I mean, what should I call you now?
Sally's fine, Lorene. What can I do for you?
I'm glad we caught you before you left for the airport. Kevin?
120 red roses.
Thank you, Kevin. Hal?
What? It's just money. I mean, technically your money, but... Wait, how does that work? If everyone's a robot, then why bother with...
You've got to keep the economy moving.
But...
Come here.
Kevin, come on. Let's give them some privacy.
I should stay.
I'll be fine. You've shown me the ropes, not to mention upgraded my memory.
Still, if you need anything, just call my cell phone. Any time at all, I'll come running.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just call this number.
Will do. Only, I won't. We'll be fine. You'd better go.
Excuse me. I have a weird question for you. Somebody here order a private bus to the airport? I had a hell of a time finding this place.
That's right, partner.
I'm scared.
That means you're alive. Now go.
I'm gonna visit.
You'd better.
Ma'am, we better go if we're gonna make that flight.
It's a private plane, so there's no need to...
Go! I'll see you before you know it.
Before you know it? Well, sort of.
Sort of? What do you mean, sort of? But you're really gonna leave me
You'll
with...
You'll see. Soon. Just look behind you.
Behind me? There's no one behind me. Oh. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hello.
It's me. I mean, you know, the me you knew before you found out about all this.
Oh. Well, hi.
I've had some upgrades. I'm not her, but I am me. I think, therefore I am. Get it? Look, I don't expect anything from you. I know I'm not her, but I'm happy just to be around, just to help you. That's enough. That's enough for me. You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
That's right. But we're alive. Sort of, right?
Sort of.
And where there's life, there's hope.
Hope of finding something you've lost?
Or of making something new? I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I should call you.
I'm still just Sally.
Well, hello, Sally. I'm Hal.
Hal and, well, let's call her Sally 2.0, have a chance. As the only two fully sentient beings living in a three-dimensional memory, they have a chance at making something new, something real between them. A second chance at a lasting love between a technological Adam and Eve in a virtual Eden somewhere just off the map in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, A Thing for Machines, was written by Todd Faulkner and produced by A.J. Cermak and Todd Faulkner. It featured Matthew Rankin as Hal and Nicole Grevy as Sally, along with the vocal talents of Heather McAllister, Babs Wynn, Jenny Curlin, Ron Sanborn, Matthew Hammond, William Franke, and Todd Faulkner. This is Allison Crane from Uncanny County. Tonight's episode has been brought to you by The Twilight Diner. The Twilight Diner. Come for the pie, stay because you're stuck in a time loop.